Well, good morning, villagers, on this cloudy day. It's great to see everyone here. A special good morning to those of us who are worshiping with us online. We never want to forget our online congregation. So welcome to Village Baptist Church. Before we get started, why don't we begin by passing the peace. The peace has been passed, and we are now ready for our announcements. A special welcome to Reverend Tricia Miller Marinin. Hello. We are very happy to see you again. Just a reminder that today we will have our quarterly business meeting immediately following worship today. For those of you with small children, the nursery will be available. A reminder that worship and music, your meeting is Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. via Zoom. The Bowie Summer Sunset Concert, please remember to come on out. Join your beloved community this evening at Allen Pond at 6 p.m. I'm hoping that the rain will stay away long enough for us to take advantage of that opportunity along with your beloved community family. Save the date, September 22nd, will be our church picnic. It's an awesome opportunity for our former youth members, who are now adults, former youth. Why don't you come on back on September 22nd? We'd love to see you. For those of you who are gathered with us in the sanctuary or online, if you know one of our youth, please reach out and encourage them to come to the church picnic on September 22nd. Bowie Pantry Build a Bag program has begun. The sign-up list is in the foyer. Please make sure that you check that out today. If you're interested in providing flowers for the sanctuary, just check the bulletin board. You'll be able to sign up accordingly. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Thank you. Good morning, Village. It is wonderful to be with you. This is the time when you are invited to share your concerns that we might pray together. Would you please pray with me? Oh God, we praise you for your glory. We gather as your people this day with so many blessings. God, open our eyes that we might see, open our ears that we might hear more of these blessings, be more aware of them, that we might give you praise and give you thanks. We do praise you, God, for Corrine going into assisted living, for a 103-year-old grandma. God, we give you praise for wonderful work between a congregation and a school. May these sensory items delivered on Friday be used to bring wholeness and healing and wellness in the classroom. God, we praise you for friends and family, for good news. We praise you for an opportunity to gather freely and openly. We praise you for family coming from Nigeria and family coming from down the street. God, while we praise you, we continue to praise even as we ask for prayer. We pray for Debbie's father. We pray for Carl. We pray for Jerry and Gloria. We pray for Charles. We pray for those concerns that were not lifted and named aloud, but that we hold in our hearts. We also pray for Joyce. God, we lift up the Beverly family as they mourn. We ask, O God, that you will minister to them in ways that are more powerful than can be imagined as they grieve this terrible time of loss. Hold them closely, God, and send people their way as you with flesh on, that they might experience your presence, your love, and your goodness and grace. God, we pray for Village Baptist Church, that she would continue to be a bright, shining light in this community. We pray for the comings and the goings. We pray for the leaders, and we pray for the new pastor as he and his wife prepare to move. We pray that they would be welcomed. We pray for the community to be open to their presence. God, we also pray for this church's denominational connections, for CBF and MACBF, for DCBC, for all of their missionaries near and far. God, we pray for peace in our world, in places like Ukraine and Russia, in places like Myanmar, Burma, in places that we could continue to name like Israel and Palestine and go on and on and on. And still, God, we also pray for here, for the United States, as this is a time of much politicking and words from many politicians. God, we pray for your wisdom to wash over us as your followers. Grant us peace and grant us an openness to hear from each other and to really listen. So God, now be with us still in this day and in the days to come as we worship you now, as others have already worshiped you around the world today, and others will still worship you yet later this day. God, be glorified. We praise you for your glory. Amen. Thank you.
we got a good group this morning. Actually, you know, you want to sit right in front here, right in this front row if you want to. Can you scoot together? We're not used to having so many smiling faces. This is great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 children. That's awesome. That's great. We're glad you're here this morning. Well, I don't know if you were here last Sunday or not, but we had a special guest. Did you meet him?
No.
You didn't meet him? I'll bet you did. I'll bet you did. He was standing right here, and he gave the sermon. Do you remember who he was?
Pastor.
Yes, he was our new pastor, Pastor Caleb. Well, he talked about surprises. Did you remember that? Did you hear his sermon? Well, he talked about surprises, and one of the biggest surprises that happened to him was he was called to be a pastor. He said he was more surprised than anybody else. Have you ever had that happen in your life when you've been more surprised? You never had it happen? Nobody? Well, sometimes surprises are good. Most of the time we like to think that they're good. Sometimes they're not so good. But surprises from God are always good. I like to call them God winks. Can you do that? That's a God wink. I want to tell you something that happened to me one day. I had taken my husband somewhere to drop him off because he had to go in this building to pay his dues on this group that he belongs to. So I dropped him off and I pulled the car around to wait for him. And I waited and I waited. And finally he came out and he got in the car. And this lady came out behind him. And I thought, okay. I rolled my window down and she came over to the car and she gave me a surprise. We didn't know her. My husband didn't know her. I didn't know her. She came and she grabbed my hand and she said, you know, she said, I just wanted to come over and say a prayer for you. And I thought, and this is after my husband has been sick for a while. And so she said a beautiful prayer. She was a wonderful lady. She wasn't a kook or anything like that coming over to my car. But she said a most beautiful prayer about just blessing our lives. And when she finished, she went back in the building, and I've never seen her again. Do you think that was a God wink? I think it was. I think it was. And then, 2 days ago, I was at a store, and my husband was at the store also. But he was going to the car, because he's kind of slow right now. But anyway, he was going to the car, and he couldn't get in the car. He was having trouble with the flicker, you know, the key fob to open, unlock the door. So he was having trouble with that. This couple came over, a man and a wife, and his wife. And they said, sir, are you having trouble? And he said, well, I'm having trouble getting in the car. And he's having trouble with like the flicker for the TV and things like that. That, you know, you have to use your strength and imagination and know how to do it. So anyway, this couple said, well, let me help you. And they unlocked the door for him, gave him back the keys, and he got in. I think that was another God wink. God winks are things that maybe God does that we're not suspecting. We're not thinking that maybe it was from him. We don't know. But for Caleb, Pastor Caleb, he had no idea he wanted to be a pastor.
Where is he?
Where is he? He's coming back soon. He'll be surprising you when he comes back. Okay? But sometimes, you know, those surprises catch you off guard. Could it be God? Certainly could be. Could he be? Yeah, could be. Could he be winking at you saying, he said it to Caleb, to Pastor Caleb. He had no idea he wanted to be a pastor. Now, I'm thinking about school coming up. Has anybody started school yet?
No.
Not yet?
This week,
okay. Right. Are you excited? Okay. Do you think you're going to have any surprises?
No.
You don't?
It's not that exciting.
Guess what? You are going to have some surprises. Do you know who your teacher is?
Yes.
Okay.
But I forgot.
Well, that's okay. But you may be sitting next to your friend. You might not be. But that friend you're sitting next to might turn out to be a really good friend. You never know. You never know. That could be a somebody that you'll be friends with for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
But I think my point today is just don't forget to be surprised. Things that happen in our lives that we are not expecting. Think about where some of them might come from. God could be winking at you anytime. So I got a surprise for you. could I have my adult friends that I talked to this morning come down? I think I'm going to need a few more. 1, 2, 3, 4, and we have 11. Oh, 5. I'm sorry. Can we get you? Okay. What I would like you to do, if I could get a few more people to come down, so we need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We need 5 more. Okay. And you think you're getting off easy, huh? Surprise! What I would like to do is I would like each one of you to hold hands with one of the children, and I'd like you to say a prayer for them for the coming school year, or for this little guy. You're going to school this year? Okay, just a prayer of blessing on him. If you all want to participate in this, turn to your neighbor, grab their hand, and say a prayer over them. You're welcome to do so if you feel comfortable. Okay, we're ready. Just between you and your little friend. Thank you for participating.
Well, look at all the smiling faces. I came to the right place. My name is Ron Hawkins, and I'm going to do a song for you this morning entitled, In the Garden. This looks like a lovely garden. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet to birds, watch, they're singing. And the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, And he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bid me through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Today's scripture reading comes from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 5 through 9, and Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 5. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for these things have passed away. For the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." May God grant us understanding of his holy word.
For about 9 or 10 months a year, I make do. Maybe you do too. It's pretty predictable, but not yet guaranteed. But when it happens, it's almost magical. It's not stale, not mealy, not mushy, not odorless, not prepackaged. But summertime treats from the local earth can be magical. Some are known as Big Boys or Silver Queen, Cling Free, or maybe Heirloom, Salt and Pepper, or even Donut. They are new, though every year they seem to return. But they're always different. They're always transformative. And they cause me a longing in the other parts of the year. So if you haven't guessed, I'm talking about tomatoes and corn and peaches. These, for me, are the tastes of summer. What about you? A store-bought tomato might suffice in March, but not in August. Frozen corn might be okay in October, but not in August. And canned peaches, they might be okay in December, but not in August. Last week, my husband Tim and I drove to Alabama. I serve on the board of Refuge and Hope. Refuge and Hope is a ministry in Uganda led by Cooperative Baptist Fellowship missionaries. And on the way home, I said, we've got to find a farm stand. And so around Harrisonburg, we found a farm stand, and we brought home lots, like 2 cases of peaches, and like a case of tomatoes and some corn. So we've been eating these yummy tastes of summer all week long, and I'm still not tired of them, though my kids might be. But there's nothing like those surprises. In the bulb there is a flower, in the seed an apple tree, in cocoons a hidden promise, butterflies will soon be free. I bring you greetings from the DC Baptist Convention. Village Baptist, you have been a faithful collaborator and partner and part of the convention much longer than I've been with the convention, but I give you thanks. I am glad that you're part of us, and I am going to trust that some of you, listen closely, will be bringing your new pastor to our annual gathering, which is on October 26th. So I hope you got all of those words. I hope that some of you will be bringing your new pastor to the annual gathering on October 26th. So you can see and hear the good work of God that you are doing, that you are part of through the DC Baptist Convention. And you will also hear that we, like many churches, also struggle and need more participation. So please mark in your calendars. I've seen some things on the bulletin board. Come and be part of us. It is a Saturday and it's only 1 day this year. So register. I think there's still a group rate available. So register and bring your new pastor. It'll be a great way also for him to get to know other pastors in our area. But I am really glad to be here today and to celebrate worship with you and to celebrate your good work that brought your pastor to you last week. Would you please pray with me? Oh God, for tomatoes and corn and peaches, for seasons that we taste and see and smell, we give you thanks. God, we thank you that you do new things season after season. Former things do pass, but there is always something new that you bring. So God, we pray for our schools. We pray for our educators, for our janitors, for our bus drivers, for our security teams. We pray for the parents who volunteer and the parents who wish they could volunteer. We pray for the children, God, that they would experience many God winks as they enter this school year. God, we pray for their protection and their safety. We pray for their wisdom. And so now, God, in this time and in this place, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our salvation. Amen. In 1968, when Bel Air Baptist Church began the mission in this part of Bowie, I suspect that church had no idea
what things would look like today. Were any of you part of that in 1968? Some of you were? I thought maybe. Okay. I don't know how much memory you have, but in your history, you have certainly had some hard times of waiting and anticipating the delicious fruits of a season. Fruits like mission and ministry awaiting you at just the right time, in just the right place, in just the right season to bear the right fruit. And my goodness, what a reward. Look around. Hear the report of the mission team. See things on Facebook like I get to about the fruit of God working in and through you. Isn't it amazing? In your history, Village Baptist, you have been a fruitful congregation. In your history, you've also have had some hard times, which some of them were actually tragic. Perhaps you can name some of those. And of course, there was the fire of 2000. And what a time of wondering and wandering. Though the building down the street opened themselves up to you, I'm sure you didn't envision this space today as it is. So histories have times of yummy fruits and of tragedy. This Isaiah passage comes in a time of Israel's history, a time of pain, of exile, of defeat. You remember that God delivered the Israelites out of the bondage of Egypt into a land of wilderness. When manna was getting pretty bleh, like those store-bought tomatoes, not in the summer. But God delivered them to the land of Canaan and became a great nation. A great nation, a powerhouse. A temple for the Lord was built, and they were doing well in their call to be fruitful people, the nation, the people of God. And then the unthinkable happened. And the Babylonians defeated Israel. Such devastation in all aspects of their lives, their social lives, their political lives, their emotional lives, I suspect their creative lives, and certainly their religious lives. You'll remember the psalm where it talked of, by the rivers we laid down our harps. This was that time. There was devastation. They had been defeated by the Babylonians, not just poked or prodded or scraped or scratched or punched once. They were defeated. They were shackled. And where in the world was God? Where in the world was God, who had been the one who created all of this fruit, who called them his people? Where was God in the midst of this? The despair of defeat was great. Did God abandon them? Was this experience of defeat from Babylon a response to their sin or their disobedience? Imagine how they must have felt, where they must have been on this journey of highs and lows, and highs and highs, and desperate lows. Maybe you have some idea. Well, I certainly don't want to liken struggles of a congregation in the United States too much to the struggles that Israel had. Nevertheless, there are struggles that we face, and we never, ever want to discount them. But it was in this time of despair that the prophet stepped in. It was as if he moved from this section of exile and desperation, and he got up on the mountain to be able to look at the larger picture. Those of you who study leadership may get the notion of moving from the dance floor to the balcony, as Heifetz and Linsky refer to, so that you might get a different perspective. And when the prophet speaks, he's not just speaking from the exilic position. He's speaking from a place that can see beyond the struggles. He's speaking from a broader view. And suddenly, this exile, this desperation, this defeated situation is brought into a clearer, larger picture. Isaiah offers a word which shines in the darkness, that the people truly felt. And so in verse 5, it says, "The Lord who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it." This is the God. This is the God who they wondered about, who they wandered with. This was the God. "There's a song in every silence, seeking word and melody. There's a dawn in every darkness, bringing hope to you and me." Village Baptist Church, I suspect while you have not been in this sort of exile, some of you have experienced some darkness or silence even along your journey here in this congregation. Even if it's saying goodbye to a beloved pastor. Even if it's spending most of your life in the same church with the same pastor and saying goodbye to subsequent ones. But perhaps you can experience some of the light. The light that comes to the nations. For in verse 6 it says, "I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations." A light to the nations, which has come to Bowie and particularly to Village Baptist Church, even as we have family from Nigeria sitting among us this day. Thank you for your journey. And last week, as was already shared in the children's moment, your pastor told you how he was a nun. That's N-O-N-E, not N-U-N. No faith. No faith, and how, in my own words, he experienced the light anew, and to his surprise, a God wink, he was even called to be a pastor, light to the nations. When you welcome Pastor Caleb, no longer simply Reverend Caleb Cook, you will experience some new things. Some of it will be really exciting. Some of it might be a little strange. And some of you might experience the excitement while others of you are wondering what this is about. And some of the newness will help you think or make you think or ponder. From the past will come the future, what it holds a mystery, unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. If I know Village Baptist Church even just a little, I know you will seek to be God's people. You are a strong congregation led by a strong congregation. This is not always the case. You are a strong congregation. Many congregations are totally dependent on their senior pastor or senior leader. But you, Village Baptist, you know what it means to be the church, specifically what it means to be Baptist, specifically what it means to engage in the priesthood of all believers, not just the one who regularly stands behind this desk. And if I know you even just a smidge, I know you will seek to join God on mission. Whether it's direct ministry that occurs here on this campus,
or if it's ministry to the children in an autism classroom, or if it's ministry to and with missionaries all around the world, or through our shared relationship with the Baptist World Alliance, you are a congregation on mission with God, seeking to be faithful, seeking to receive that light that Jesus says, you are light, you are salt. Not you're just a little bit of it, but you are, and you will shine that light of Christ so that others will catch on. You won't only hear, but you'll be open to the words from Revelation that says, see, I am making all things new. All things new. Sometimes that all things look really different, or smell really different, or taste really different. There'll be a new person in the pulpit. There'll be a new voice. There'll be a new pastor leading and shepherding. There'll be a new person adjusting to life in the DMV. There will be new accents and sounds. There will be a new way of doing things. There will be all sorts of new things. The list can go on and on and on. But the new will not only be about your life with your new pastor. The new will be about the work of God among you. The work of God among you that has been working since before 1968, since before the fire, and since the fire, and more recent years of struggle. There will be all sorts of new things God will be working in and through you. And I pray that you will be filled with great anticipation, ready to taste and see the fruit of this new season, knowing that the former things have come to pass. As the prophet said, and now there is new things. There are new things to declare. The former things have passed, and new things are to be declared. The former things aren't all washed away. They can't be forgotten. But they, like the seeds that plant those really good tomatoes this time of year, are not the same as the tomatoes last year, though we anticipate the goodness of the fruit. God is working among you, Village Baptist Church. To be honest, I expected a whole lot less people here today. I watched last Sunday and I saw a sanctuary filled like an Easter, and it should have been. And so I thought today there would be just a handful. But Village Baptist, another thing I know about you is you know that you are the church. Regardless of who's preaching, who has an office, who you call as pastor, you know that you are priests. You know that you are siblings of the Most High God. You've been called and set apart to be about these new things. So let me encourage you to continue to pray. Don't discount when someone says prayers aren't enough. Please pray. Pray for each other. Pray for the possible politicking that will go on when Caleb sets foot in Maryland, or maybe on the phone or in an email. Pray for each other. Pray for these days of transition for all of you and for him. Pray for Pastor Caleb and Mrs. Rihanna Cook as they prepare for their new life here, which means saying goodbye. Pray for the world that's here and the world that's everywhere, because God is doing a new thing.
and pray even for DCBC.
In our end is our beginning, in our time infinity, in our doubt there is believing, in our life eternity, in our death a resurrection, at the last a victory, unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see.
Brothers and sisters, there's new fruit coming. When these tomatoes and peaches and corn die off and are a memory, there'll be pumpkin spice, mocha mint, jamocha shakes, whatever they might be. There's new fruit for every season. And you get to be part of it as God works in and through you, for God is doing a new thing. The God of all creation has even better fruit that's worth waiting for, knowing and anticipating it will come. It's guaranteed. God is doing a new thing, perhaps even in your life today. Will you pray with me? Oh God, we thank you that you are a God of new things. We thank you that you are a God who holds the past and allows our futures to be shaped afresh and anew. We thank you that in the seed there is a new fruit. We thank you that you call us to be your people and to be used by you, for you are at work doing a new thing. So God, speak now in this time. May we all respond as you lead us. In the name of Jesus, who is our hope, the one who does a new thing day in and day out, in our lives individually and in our collective lives. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to sing Trust and Obey. It's number 509, and we're going to do verses 1, 2, and 4. Please stand and join me.
Thank you.
brothers and sisters go now in the knowledge that God is doing a new thing. Anticipate the fruit. Taste it, see it, smell it, and live on mission with God. Amen.